With news from Aspen Public Radio, I'm Molly Dove. Former Governor John Hickenlooper is way ahead of his Democratic rivals in the fundraising race for the U.S. Senate seat. Scott Franz has more.
Hickenlooper's $2.1 million haul in the last 3 months is more than four times bigger than the amount raised by his closest rival. Still, former House Speaker Andrew Romanoff is celebrating his $430,000 total, saying his fundraising ramped up last month. Of the remaining candidates, former State Senator Angela Williams posted the third highest fundraising total after bringing in $108,000. But all the Democrats are still behind Republican Senator Cory Gardner, who raised more than $2.4 million this quarter. I'm Scott Franz.
Legislation before the U.S. House Committee on Natural Resources today would provide Colorado with a $27 million boost for state wildlife agencies. Abigail Beckman reports.
Nationwide, the Recovering America's Wildlife Act would provide $1.3 billion for wildlife management strategies and habitat restoration. Bruce Stein is the chief scientist with the National Wildlife Federation. He says the hearing is the first step in moving the act forward in Congress.
Even though there are a lot of efforts in the current administration to roll back some of our core environmental safeguards, we think that we also have to step up our proactive conservation efforts.
Stein says there's a growing need for conservation and referenced a recent study that found the bird population in the U.S. and Canada has fallen by nearly 30% over the past 48 years. He calls the Recovering America's Wildlife Act a unicorn in Washington because of its wide bipartisan support. I'm Abigail Beckman.
October is Domestic Violence Awareness Month. Four local survivors of domestic and sexual abuse take the stage at the Wheeler tonight to share their stories. Kristen Kay has the details.
Shannon Meyer is the Executive Director of Response, which advocates for survivors of gender-based violence and hosts the annual event. She says the participants find it empowering to take the stage, and the stories can raise awareness of just how common abuse really is.
This happens in our community. These people in front of me look just like my neighbors, my colleagues, my child. It could be happening to anyone.
Four women will share stories, music, and poetry about their experiences. For the first time, the event closes out with a panel discussion with a police officer, a trauma therapist, and the performers themselves. Our response begins at 6 this evening. Kristen Kay, Atlas Nissen Arts and Culture Desk.
Pitkin County announced plans to collaborate with the U.S. Forest Service to create and fill two full-time wildlife enforcer positions. Officials say the officers would enforce regulations where roads and property border the White River National Forest. The county would pay for the officers' salaries, and the Forest Service would provide housing and benefits. Colorado is asking the U.S. Supreme Court to decide whether presidential electors are required to vote for the candidate who wins the most votes in their state. The move comes after an appeals court ruled that the former Colorado Secretary of State, Wayne Williams, was wrong to remove a presidential elector who refused to vote for Hillary Clinton after she won the state's popular vote in 2016. Current Secretary of State Jenna Griswold says when voters pick a candidate, they expect presidential electors to honor the results in their state. I'm Molly Dove, Aspen Public Radio News.